USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The market volatility surrounding GameStop that began with wild swings in the price of GameStop stock last month opened a new chapter Thursday. A House Financial Services Committee hearing with questions of players involved in major aspects of the story. YouTube investment podcaster Keith Gill, also known as Roaring Kitty.
I'm not an institutional investor, nor am I a hedge fund. I'm just an individual whose investment in GameStop and posts on social media were based upon my own research and analysis.
Robinhood CEO Vlad Tevin.
Look, I'm sorry for what happened. I apologize. And Robinhood as an organization will learn from this and improve to make sure it doesn't happen again.
Keith Gill faces a proposed class action lawsuit alleging that he misrepresented himself as an amateur investor and manipulated the market for personal profit. Thanks for listening. And TGIF, we are USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.